Well, it's obviously one of the big questions right now that countries are facing as they look to increase their energy availability to people, which is clearly one of the major goals of many countries at various stages of development. Grid extension, or using utility scale power generation, it can provide for large loads of power, run 24 hours a day, it has all that capacity. It also has some downsides, large amounts of capital investment. Also, traditionally, they've been designed to be fired by large sources of fossil fuel, coal-fired power plants, other sources that have all sorts of external downsides to them in terms of local air pollution, in terms of climate change. Distributed solar, on the other hand, or any kind of distributed energy, you can really customize and tailor your grid to meet your local needs. It can also spare you a lot of expensive investment. Finally, it also allows to really accommodate and begin to cope with very high levels of clean energy. And that, again, can be a huge value. Not only is it free once it's up and running to be tapping the sun or the wind, but it also allows for to have associated health benefits.
So may I ask you, what works with regard to expanding energy access?
That's a good question, and I think you probably get a lot of different answers to it from different experts. But I think that what you really need at the end of the day is something that people can afford, and that is dependable, and that doesn't have severe negative environmental consequences associated with it. I think if you don't have all three of those legs of the stool, you're not really going to be building a kind of sustainable energy platform that countries need to really grow and develop.
What are the prospects of climate policy on the international scale?
That's a good question, too. Obviously, a lot of the progress that we've seen over the last 8 years has been driven by strong leadership by the United States, and also China and other countries have been deeply committed to this to a degree never seen before. The Paris Climate Agreement that was reached 2 years ago was the first ever agreement of its kind that actually committed all countries to set forth national plans, goals that they wanted to achieve because they were in their economic, in their energy, in their security interests, and set them on a course for trying to achieve them. I think that while we have had a change of administrations in the United States that has also included an executive order recently from the administration that would seek to walk back some of those energy and climate safeguards that have been put in place here, I think you're actually seeing around the world a unceasing march towards this clean energy future, that the countries agreed to do what they said they would do in the Paris Agreement because they saw it in their national interest and they saw it as also their responsibility to help solve a global problem. So I think what we're really seeing right now is a race to see who's going to be the clean energy superpower going forward, and we're going to have to see who wins it.